Namaste and welcome to this meditation. In this meditation, we are going to activate another form of technology that we have within us, and that technology is that of sound vibration, sound healing. And the way I have practiced this and I have learned this since I was a child growing up in India is through the chanting of mantras. Vedic chanting or chants from the Vedas have been known to be the oldest oral tradition, the oldest oral unbroken tradition that has been learnt from generation after generation for thousands of years. Many times I find myself, when I'm in a place of quiet or wanting to regulate myself, my energy, get grounded or get centered, I find myself getting drawn back into chanting and just using this technology of chanting to get my mind and body in alignment. So I thought, why not share the tool of chanting at this time, while there is so much going on in our world that we cannot control? Why not take the time to simply sit and perhaps learn one chant and use this time to learn a chant as well as to help energize, regulate, and ground ourselves. In a previous meditation, we talked about tapping, the technique of tapping or emotional freedom technique. And in that, we use our hands, our fingertips to tap on the subtle bodies, the meridians and the channels, and activate them for energetic clearing and restoration. When you chant, you activate 84 different pressure points in your mouth, and they activate further the meridians and channels of energy that go throughout your body. And by repetition of the chant and how much time you spend chanting, you literally impact your health and wellness. It's like giving your internal body and systems an energetic massage on the inside through the energy of sound and vibrational healing resonance. The chants themselves have so much wisdom in them. And even if you don't know Sanskrit or you don't know exactly what the mantra means, it truly doesn't matter. It still has the effect and the impact that it has. I remember learning chants right from the time I was 4 or 5 or perhaps even younger, and I had no idea what they meant. All I knew is it felt good. And today I might know a little bit more about what they mean, and yet it still feels good and it still feels the same. So as we enter into learning this one mantra today, I'd like you to relax the part that needs to know every single thing and hold on to the meaning, and just flow with the experience of the mantra itself. I will share the meaning and I will give that to you both in this recording as well as in the blog or article that you found this recording in. The mantra that I would like to teach you today is called Gayatri Mantra, or the Universal Prayer. And it goes something like this. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svaha. Tat Savitur Vareniyam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Say that again. Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Vareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Now the next thing I'd like to teach is that in Vedic chanting we have certain notes. There are mainly three notes. One is in the middle, one is low, and one is high. That recitation technique has a lot of science and mathematical understanding to it, which we won't go into right now. But if you're curious about it, please send me a message and I would love to have a conversation about that in a different meditation or in a different talk. But for now, just know that there are three types of sounds or notes that we hit during the chanting of a Vedic mantra done in the original oral traditional way. Nowadays, mantras are used in many different ways, in kirtans, in bhajans, in Western, in Asian fusion music and spiritual music, yoga music, and that's all very beautiful and so melodious, and I love it too. I am sharing with you in this meditation the traditional oral rendition and pronunciation of mantras. So I will now demonstrate that to you. Om Bhur Bhuva Svaha. So in that sentence, Om Bhur were in the middle key, Bhuva, the Bhu was in the lower key, and then Swaha, the Swa was on the higher key. So if you look at the image and the picture that is associated with this recording, there is an image for you to look at. So you have the words in front of you to help you along in the initial learning stage of this mantra. So I'll repeat it. Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. And now I'd like to just chant this mantra for you. So please join me and chant along, because in listening and in the speaking, in the chanting of the mantra, in all those different ways, the vibration enters us through the hearing and the listening, through the processing while we chant, through the movement of the tongue and the mouth. All these things help create a vibrational frequency. So in whichever way you feel comfortable in this moment, please join me and practice along with me. I'll go ahead and now chant the Gayatri Mantra 11 times. ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Just take a few moments to experience the resonance and vibration of the mantra within you. Notice how the body feels right now, how your breath feels right now. Just deepening the awareness. When we chant the Gayatri Mantra, the wisdom, the essence, the meaning of the words that we are speaking while we recite this mantra is that we meditate upon the highest brilliance. We meditate upon the highest brilliance in the universe of the source of life, which may propel our minds from the material world to the subtler planes of existence. From this physical plane to the cosmic plane. So when we chant the Gayatri Mantra, the universal prayer, it truly is that it is a universal prayer. It is not a religious prayer. It's for everybody. It's universal wisdom. And we use the gift of these mantras to activate our inner intelligence, awaken our inner knowing, to come into resonance with this wisdom, with this teaching. As we call upon, as we ask, as we bring forth our own existence and being to join with, to be one with, to come together as one. In this time, especially in this time, let these mantras and chants be our guide to magnify and help us create the ripple effect of oneness. And as we all come together from different parts of the world, from different walks of life, but in unison can bring forth and converge with this notion, with this thought, with this wisdom, that we are one, and that together we may pause and meditate upon this highest brilliance that is in the world, in the universe, that we may come together and we may meditate upon the highest brilliance, the source of life. So our minds may be free and we may meet cosmic awareness and we may propel ourselves from attachment to the physical and begin to be one with all. I hope you've had the chance to listen to Liquid Gold Meditation. In that meditation, the guided imagery and visualization takes you on a journey of heightening your own resonance through the visualization of this golden stream of light and letting that envelop not only you but others around you and surrounding you and all over the planet, so that the whole planet is enveloped in liquid gold. If you haven't had a chance, please go back a couple of weeks and listen to that as well, because that meditation and that visualization and imagery in conjunction with the energetic vibration of sound energy of a mantra infused together can deepen that matrix of healing all over the planet. So that we may create this container of healing for all of humanity together as one. Now I'll repeat the meaning of this mantra one more time and finally chanting with you three times before bringing this meditation to a close. I chose this one mantra to share with you today, as it's called the universal prayer, and if it's the only Vedic chant or mantra you ever learn, then let it be this one. I so appreciate you making the attempt to learn a Sanskrit mantra and chant, especially if it's not something that you are familiar with or have never done before. Thank you for giving it a shot. Thank you for trying. Thank you for being here. And thank you for practicing this mantra over time and letting it have the effect and give you the benefits that it's meant to give. So with that, I will chant Gayatri Mantra three more times before ending this meditation. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you. Namaste.